This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Liberia is today joining the rest of the world to observe International Day for Tolerance. The United Nations UN International Day for Tolerance is annually observed on November 16 to educate people about the need for tolerance in society and to help them understand the negative effects of intolerance. The International Day for Tolerance is a time for people to learn about respecting and recognizing the rights and beliefs of others. It is also a time of reflection and debate on the negative effects of intolerance. Live discussions and debates take place across the world on this day, focusing on how various forms of injustice, oppression, racism, and unfair discrimination have a negative impact on society. Many educators use the theme of this day to help students in classrooms or in lecture theaters understand issues centered on tolerance, human rights, and nonviolence. Meanwhile, today is being observed as World Philosophy Day. World Philosophy Day is annually observed on the third Thursday of November to honor philosophical reflections around the world. It is a day for people to share thoughts openly, explore and discuss new ideas, and inspire public debate or discussion on society's challenges. World Philosophy Day is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO initiative that draws people around the world to engage in shared reflection on contemporary issues. UNESCO leads World Philosophy Day but does not own it. It belongs to everyone, everywhere who cares about philosophy. The Ministry of Public Works has announced the partial reopening of the Stockton Creek Bridge to vehicular traffic. The bridge has been undergoing reconstruction as part of the Somalia Drive Road project. The Director of Communications of the Ministry of Public Works, Yusufu Keita, told on the radio, the move is aimed at easing traffic flow in the area. He said the formal dedication of the facility is slated for later this month. Mr. Keita added that other road projects around the country, including the Fishtown Harper Road project, are well in progress after a short break due to the rainy season.
The other new bridge is pending the completion of the additional road that is being built, the additional two lane that is being built along the Somalia Drive. So that will take some time. But interestingly, the good news is that these bridges were constructed at the highest level of modern engineering expertise. To the extent that though we have to do maintenance from time to time, but it will be very minor maintenance. In fact, this lifespan of these bridges is between 75 to 80 years.
The Director of Communications of the Ministry of Public Works, Yusufu Keita. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A search has been mounted for British explorer Benedict Allen, whose family say has gone missing during an expedition to Papua New Guinea. The 57-year-old was traveling on his own to try to find the reclusive Yafo tribe, whom he first met 30 years ago. His sister says she was expecting to hear from him by Monday, and he hasn't taken planned flights home. The BBC has learned that a helicopter pilot who dropped Mr. Allen off several weeks ago is trying to find him. And an Iranian weightlifter has put his Rio 2016 gold medal up for auction to raise money for the victims of last week's deadly 7.3 magnitude earthquake near the Iran-Iraq border. Kanuj Rostami, 26, announced the news on his Instagram page. More than 400 people were killed and close to 8,000 injured in the quake. The Western Kermanshah province is the worst affected area, with hundreds of homes destroyed and some residents sleeping outdoors in the cold. Mr. Rostami himself from Kermanshah said he was taking a step, however small, to help those devastated by the tremor. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.